sorts of, you know, things that, you know, we're fortunate to have. How about you? Are you guys on the East Coast or?
Yeah, we're in Pennsylvania, so we're staying good. You know, it goes back and forth, but, you know, now people are getting the vaccine, it's a little bit easier. So hopefully we'll be vaccinated.
Really
almost.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking time to chat with me today. It really means a lot.
Oh, no problem. So tell me exactly what you do or what you're up to. It sounds like you have quite the exciting career.
Well, I definitely stay busy. And, singer-songwriter. I focus on indie music, so it's kind of a pop rock with a twist of country, I say, fusion, really. And I've been writing music since I was about 10 years old. I play the guitar and piano. And I love writing music that uplifts people and empowers them to make a good and solid, motivating choices in their lives. And yeah, so I live in New Zealand, and that's where I primarily do my music. But before COVID, I spent a lot of time in America. That's where I'm from originally, doing shows and recording. And that obviously has changed at the moment, but that's okay. We diversify, don't we, at this current time. So I've been able to continue releasing music from New Zealand, and I've got a new song coming out called Peter Pan, which I'm really excited about. I actually wrote the song in 2007 and then recorded it when I moved to New Zealand, and I'm dedicating it to my late husband, Tony, who passed away 5 years ago from cancer, and it was his favorite song of mine. I never officially released it. I did a school tour, and so I went into schools and was talking to kids about kindness and being brave, and of course, you know, most kids love Peter Pan, as I did as well, and so the kids always really loved this song, Peter Pan, and I would give it away for free. I would give away a CD and a glow-in-the-dark t-shirt that said Light in the Darkness to all the kids, and that's how the song was out there, but it was never available on Spotify or iTunes, and never available for purchase, so I really wanted to do that in honor of the fifth anniversary of Tony's passing, to make it a bit available to people around the globe. And then I'm also selling the CD with that song and a few other songs on it and the t-shirt. All the proceeds will be given to Hands of Grace, Ray of Light, their suicide prevention program. So I'm not keeping any of the funds. I'm donating it all to them. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. I do a lot of work with Hands of Grace, Ray of Light in America, and they're an organization that truly is making a difference in young people's lives. So I'm really happy that I can help them out as well and sell the CD for the first time and the t-shirts and have it all go to a cause that is really important to my heart, so that we don't lose any more gorgeous souls to suicide. So that's kind of the gist of what I'm doing now. What else? I've got Oceanside that came out a few months ago, and that's been doing really well, doing a remix of that that's coming out shortly, which I'm excited about, just in time for all of your summer over there, so people will have some fun dancing to that. And then I've got a music video for Oceanside coming out on May 15th, which I'm really looking forward to sharing with folks, some home videos and different things of the New Zealand ocean that I hope will inspire people that are feeling a bit sad and a bit, especially if they're not near the sea. I know a lot of people have not been able to get out and be near the ocean, especially after this, pandemic. So I wanted to create a visual that kind of is healing for folks as well with the song. And I'm excited about that coming out. And I don't know, is there anything else that you want to know about? I've given you a lot of information. Sorry. You're probably does she ever breathe?
No, I said so. I feel like I've met my little sister because I'm exactly the same way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're pretty terrific. You're pretty terrific. But I want to know, who inspires you as a musician?
Wow, that's a great question. There's definitely several. I think when I was younger, I certainly was exposed to lots of different types of music from all over the world and genres. I grew up in a great household of parents that were supportive and really loving and really taught me that music is really healing. And so I think probably initially it was I loved the Beatles. I think the fusion of melodies and kind of that playfulness that they naturally have in all of their music is something that really influenced me. Dolly Parton was someone that I've always admired, that she not only is an amazing songwriter and a strong woman, but she really gives back and she loves people where they're at and never makes people feel bad for choices that they make. She loves them where they're at, and I love that about her. So I find that really inspiring. And then I think for songwriting, another vocalist that I love is Sarah McLachlan. And I think she's an amazing songwriter and a performer, and her voice is like literally sends chills down my spine. So I think if I were to ever get a chance to meet her and sing with her, I would probably, I would be like, what? The music. And then I think Nora Jones is another creative soul that I just love her style of her music that she writes. But I love that she is so genuine and authentic, and she still lives in the same apartment in New York. And she's someone that I think is really all about the music and being kind and being just a real human being despite her fame. And I really love and admire that. And I think that that's something that is really special that sets her apart from some other people. So yeah, Radiohead's another band that I love. I love their music. I love their social stances on things, especially with their amazing music videos. So creative. I just really love their music. And High and Dry is one of my favorite songs. And that's actually one of the songs that I've been singing when I've been doing shows. That's the one cover that I've been doing. It's cool to kind of do it as a female voice rather than, what most people are used to is hearing Radiohead sing it. So, those are probably my biggest influences. There's more. I also love hip-hop, which I know is like going to be like, what? But there's an amazing positive performer called Ines, and he has really amazing kind of, I think he's faith-based, and his music is really inspiring, and I love how he kind of does a fusion of different spoken word and singing in there. And and I also like Post Malone. So I think I admire lots of different people for different reasons, but mainly the theme is people that are strong, that empower other people, give back to others. And I think that those are examples that, especially in this time, are really important. And I think that when I admire someone, it calls me to be a bigger and a better person and a musician, so that the whole reason that I actually do music is to help others. And it is healing. I think music is so healing. And that's the whole reason why I do it. It's helped me in my own life. I've had a lot of losses, people that have committed suicide, so they've left the earth too soon. And of course, my husband, who died 5 years ago, and I was his caretaker. So he had a small cell lung cancer. So I was his caretaker. And I also had two very little kids, 2 and 3 at the time, actually just turning 2. And when he passed away, of course, being a single mom and facing, how do I stay strong for my girls, but also for Tony's family and my family, and how do I help other people so that if somebody is in this place where they're facing great adversity in whatever capacity that is, how can I give them that voice that says, hey, you can get through this. God loves you. You're going to be okay. And so that's kind of what I think gives me that oomph and in my music, is that it is coming from a place that is really and truly that I want to help others. And I feel privileged that I get to do what I love. It's really an honor. So I'm excited to share Peter Pan with everyone, and excited to share the Oceanside music video and the remix. And if anyone wants to ever get in touch with me, they can come and hang out with me on my website, emmylentino.com. And all my socials are also under that name. I do answer every message I get. It always means a lot that someone would take the time to reach out to me and share their story. They always inspire me to continue writing music, to give them a voice that maybe they feel they haven't been understood or so I try to do that as well, as much as possible. And that's probably about it. Now, there's more, but I don't want to take any more of your time.
Yeah.
But I really okay.
I'm just going to say thank you so much, and I'm very sorry for your loss. And I just admire everything that you do. I think you're an amazing woman.
Oh, wow. You're going to make me cry. And then my dog's barking at you as well, saying thank you. Sammy, are you on social media? Are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am, under official_TV Grapevine.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll follow you, and thank you again for taking the time to call me. I really appreciate it. And if there's anything that was unclear or if I talk too fast, just sing out. That's totally fine, and I understand, and I appreciate it.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.